We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of a situation that happened in Kentucky, 61 years in the making.
Okay.
Glenn Gregory lost his wedding ring in 1963 near a tree on his farm that he planted with his wife Barbara 2 months after they got married.
Clumsy Glenn.
Unfortunately, Glenn passed away in December. He was buried on their Henry County farm, and Barbara hired Jonathan Searcy to place Glenn's grave marker. And while working near the tree, he spotted something glistening in the sun.
Oh.
Yeah. Barbara posted a video of the story on Facebook. Jonathan was talking about the odds of actually finding this thing. And then Barbara said when he died, he was actually on his third ring, so she kept it instead of burying it with him.
Mr. Gregory's grave was right here where the straw is. The odds are 1,000,001 to find it. It's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack. It was just God works in mysterious ways.
And it's in here. I kept it. I didn't send it with him. I thought maybe he might lose it on his way to heaven. I didn't know.
How sweet is that? I thought he'd lose it on the way to heaven. So now she's got the original, and it's a really sweet story you can find on our website, WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Does that guy sound a little like maybe the brother to our April Fool's woman, Susan?
Could be.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Very well be related.
They sound similar.
God works in mysterious ways.
That's right.